We welcome in Greg McBride of Allendale to the show once again as he is joined by Riley Smith, going to discuss the latest with South America. And we know there's a lot happening right now in terms of Argentina dealing with disease pressure in its corn crop. We know that South America has seen extreme weather events in Brazil, and certainly that has been the case recently with large areas becoming flooded and even crop loss included. So here's Riley and Greg on Iowa Ag Matters.
First off, Greg, what's the latest weather patterns looking like for Brazil and Argentina?
Well, still you do have some heavy rains in the southern portions of Brazil. That's giving a reason for the beans to hold a little bit of premium here with the harvest being impacted there. The other thing to think about as we look at Brazil's weather is that we've talked about the dryness in the heart of the country. That is still going on. So as they're finishing out pollination for that second crop corn, which is about 75 to 80% of their overall production, there could be some concerns about that corn production down there. Argentina still okay, nothing major to report there on the 1 to 5 day. 6 to 10 day does see things dry out a little bit more on Argentina, but it's still the same message for Brazil. You still have some of those drier areas across the heart of the country, whereas the southern portion is a little bit on the wet side still. And it's almost like the next 2 weeks looks the exact same all the way across that 11 to 15 day. Same center of the country, still fairly dry. Southern portions a little bit on the wetter side still. And Argentina does see things dry out a little bit. So as we go into the USDA report on Friday, we're going to get updates to production by the USDA. We should get an update from CONAB here fairly soon as well. We'll have to watch those numbers, which could, if we start to see them back off of some of these production numbers, whether it's Brazil or Argentina, we could see some more upside movement. It doesn't do anything to fix the U.S. side of the balance sheet, but overall, it does give a little bit of a reason to look for potentially higher prices here. We still have to watch that U.S. side of things because we are still dealing with pretty sizable carryouts.
What do we have right now for numbers on Brazil's crop progress? Are they getting pretty close to having the whole thing harvested?
Yeah, very close. 96% harvested on soybeans. That falls in line with the 5-year average at 97. So they're almost closing that door. On the first crop corn, you're looking at 82%. So just a touch behind the 5-year average of 87%. So nothing major else to report on second crop other than the concerns about dryness, but that corn and beans for the first crop or for the early crop is getting close to shutting down here, and then it's everybody's going to start looking at that second crop corn and Argentina for their progress numbers.
All right, Greg, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who'd like to get in touch and learn more from the folks at Allendale, how can they do that?
Give us a call at 800-2-MARKET. That's 800-262-7538.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, weather conditions. Whew. At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Basis has certainly been adjusting given the rally that we've seen. So what's the cash price look like? Hey, you've rallied some, not as much as the board has, but Dustin takes a look at those numbers as we keep you up to date on your authentic, official, and trusted voice of Iowa agriculture.